Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to begin sharing with you on a new subject of knowing the ways of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go there and thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You know, the Word of God is true. Many go in the way that is broad that leads to destruction. The Bible says, few are those that find it. The ways of the Lord is a narrow way. His way is a narrow way, not a broad way. We've got to walk the narrow way, and that is the way of the Word of God. It says, enter ye in at the strait gate. When it's talking about strait, when you look up that word, it is a word which is also translated afflict or to be pressed. It's the fact that as they walk the narrow way, the enemy will test you. Affliction and pressure will come against you because of the word's sake. The devil is trying to take the word out of your heart so you not walk in the narrow way. He wants to lead you in the way that would be broad, that would come to destruction. But praise God, you're going to make the choice to choose the narrow way. Choose the way of the word. Who is the way? It's Jesus. In John chapter 14, verse 5, Thomas said unto the Lord, "How can we know the way?" In verse 6, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the way. When you walk after the ways of the Word of God, you're going to walk in the way that is going to be the narrow way, that is going to lead to eternal life. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, we saw in Genesis the fact that when man was put in the garden, he was to choose, of course, to partake of the trees of the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that was the way to the tree of life, that if he would choose to eat what God told him to eat and do what God told him to do, then he would partake of that. But after he fell, then the angels kept the way of the tree of life. They blocked, and they were keeping the way of the tree of life. This shows you that there is a way that is going to lead you in the tree of life. It's going to bring forth the life of God, His blessings, His healing, His peace, His victory, His prosperity, the will of God for your life. There is a way, and we're going to have to walk after that way. What way is that? It's the way of the Word of God. 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. As for God, His way is perfect. You better know, God's way is perfect. And what is that way? It's the way of the Word. He says, the Word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. The Word of the Lord is tried. It's been tested. And His way is perfect. God wants you to submit to His Word and walk in the ways of the Word. God is the one. He's the one that we listen to and we hearken unto His voice. He's your strength. He's your power. And in verse 33 it says, He maketh my way perfect. His way is perfect, and He makes my way perfect as we order our steps after the ways of the Word of God. In Psalms 25, verse 4, the Bible says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." In order to know the ways of the Lord has to show you His ways. He does this through teaching you the Word of God. As He teaches you the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, He reveals and shows you His ways. His ways are the ways of the Spirit. They're not the ways of the natural. They're not the ways of the flesh. They are the ways of the Spirit. And He's going to teach you the Word, which is spiritual law. In verse 5 it says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." We wait expectantly for Him to bring forth His promises, His salvation, His victory in our life. How's he going to lead you? It's always going to be in line with the truth, with the Word of God, and he's going to teach you and show you his ways. In Psalms 25, verse 9, we see a quality that needs to be in us in order for us to be taught his way. The Bible says, "The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way." God is looking for those with a meek spirit. Those that have meekness are those who are disciplined, those that yield themselves unto the Lord, those that submit to God, those that are not going to be prideful, but they are lowly in mind. They have yielded themselves totally to the Lord, and they are submissive unto his word. They've taken his word, and they're choosing to receive it and act upon it in their life. Another quality that's important for you to be taught the way of the Lord is in Psalms 25, verse 12, the Bible says, "What man is he that feareth the Lord?" The fear of the Lord is important. It goes on and says, "Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." When you have the fear of the Lord before you, God will teach you in the way that he shall choose. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is the reverential respect and awe of God, total submission unto him, walking in the ways of the Lord. And what's going to happen when you have the fear of the Lord and you're taught in his ways? In verse 13 it says, "His soul shall dwell at ease." When you're taught in the ways of the Lord and you're a hearer and a doer of the word, your soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth, praise God. In Psalms 27, verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." When God is teaching you his way, he's going to be teaching you a way that you will understand in the ways of the Spirit revealed by the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you in a plain path. Why? Because of your enemies. He's not going to lead you in a way that you don't understand. He will lead you in a plain path so that you will know the way to walk in, so that you can overcome your enemy, the devil. In Psalms 32, verse 8, he says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." God will instruct you and teach you in the way that you're to go. Now you have to take hold of that. You have to walk in it. God's going to guide you with his eye. Of course, we got to make the choice that we're going to hearken to his voice and walk in his ways. Another principle that's important in Psalms 86, verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." We need to be taught of the Lord, and as we are taught of the Lord, we need to make the commitment that I will walk in thy truth. I will be a hearer and a doer of the word. I will choose to do what you say. And when you walk, that means step by step, your steps are going to be ordered after the truth, which is the word of God. And also he talks about uniting my heart. We need our heart united, one heart to follow the Lord. Not a heart that's divided, not 1 minute following the flesh or our own ways, and then 1 minute following the ways of the Word of God. We need to be single-hearted, following the Lord with the fear of God before us as we hearken unto His voice. As you do this, you're going to begin to know His ways. He's going to teach you, and He's going to bring forth the revelation of the ways of the Spirit to you. In Psalms 119, verse 27, he says, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works." God is going to give you the understanding. You know, in the New Testament, it talks about how he opens the eyes of our understanding. He gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him. He wants you to understand the way of his precepts. And as you understand it, you're going to be talking about it. You're going to be talking about the Word of God. You're going to talk about the ways of God. Down in verse 30 it says, "I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me." And he talks about in verse 32, "I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, thou, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." This is commitment. I've chosen the way of truth. I have made my decision. I'm running the way of the commandments. And I want to be taught the ways of thy statutes, and I'm going to keep them unto the end. Do you have that kind of commitment to the Lord? God is looking for a people who will get committed. If you want to really know the ways of the Lord, you've got to get these kind of attitudes established in you. In Psalms 128, verse 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways." When you have the fear of the Lord before you, you will walk in your ways, in the ways of God. That's evidence that you have the fear of the Lord. Then what's going to happen? It says, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." The wife, it says, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, the children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord." And remember, the one that feareth the Lord is one who walks in his ways. You've committed to do the word of God. That's what God's looking for. Of course, at the same time, we need him to search us, to know exactly what's in us, to test us, and to get rid of everything that is not of him. Because we got to get all the works of the flesh, all the unclean things out of our life, deal with areas of sin. In Psalms 139, verse 23, the Bible says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." If there's any wicked way in you, God wants to root it out of your life. And so we want the Lord to search us. We're not afraid to have him search us, because we know that whatever he has for us is a good thing. And we want him to know our heart, to test us, try us, and know our thoughts, and see if there is truly any wicked way. And if there is, we want it exposed so that we can deal with it, repent, and turn away from it, and then be led in the way everlasting, which is the way of his word. In Psalms 130, verse 8, he says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." We want to know the way wherein we should walk. But notice he says, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." How is he going to be able to know? Because he lifted up his soul. That's the will, the intellect and emotions. That shows the fact that he is seeking God. You've lifted up your mind and your will, your emotions, to be totally submitted to the Lord. You're seeking God with all of your heart. You want to know him. And boy, when you begin to seek him, not only with your heart, but also with your soul, he will cause you to know the way wherein you should walk. And then we're going to choose to walk in that way. Jesus remembers the way. His way's perfect. The word's tried. He's going to show you his ways. Have that meek spirit and the fear of the Lord, and allow yourself to be taught the ways of God. He will teach you, and he will lead you in the ways of victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.